Bravo. What's up, guys and gals? Okay, so this one is going to be on 7 biohacks for creativity, from flow state and frequencies to tantra. Yeah, we're going to get a little PG-13. So about me, this piratey looking guy, I'm an applied neuroscience strategist and professional biohacker. So for 14 years, I have been on, oh crap, I forgot to ask the audience participation question. I should have done more breath work before I came up here. Okay, my audience participation question is, I want to know if you all like have some creative projects that you're working on. I know some of you do. And what is your muse? What is your inspiration for that? Please shout something out. Music. Okay, what kind of album? Okay, anybody else? The universe. Yes, it is within us. Is it not? Okay, anybody else? Okay, so about me, I have been on this obsessive quest to find NZT-48 from the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper. And over 14 years, I've tried over 200 different smart drugs while studying the science of human performance enhancement and relentlessly experimenting with a bunch of weird and wacky personal growth things. And I've documented all of this in hundreds of articles and videos on my website, limitlessmindset.com, and in my 4 books. The 4th will be released later this year. And so out of those 200 smart drugs, I've identified a pharmacological dream team stack for creativity, which is nicotine, caffeine, and L-theanine. So nicotine is the best creativity smart drug for most people. You can think about the great novelists, Anne Rhine, Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, other great novelists. They were all voracious smokers because creativity is a hell of a smart drug. And caffeine shares synergies with nicotine and mitigates some of its potential downsides. And then L-theanine, it's the active ingredient in green tea, and it delivers relaxation without sedation. So it kind of quiets that judgmental part of your mind that gets in the way of creativity. And I have already forgotten one of my first slides, because you all are such good-looking people. I've got an interesting little factoid, which is that Mnemonocene, the goddess of memory, was the mother of the muses. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? And that's because creativity is downstream from memory. And some of you are thinking, well, I have a crappy memory. That is probably because you're using your memory incorrectly. And we're gonna circle back around to that one. So yeah, flow state. Flow state, you've already heard of, and flow state pushes you deep into a creative zone where you can come up with pretty fantastic stuff. And flow state is stimulated by skill, challenge, and immediate feedback. So you try to push yourself to the edge of your competence when you're doing creative things. And I'll give you a hack for flow state. You'll see like the wingsuit guys, extreme athletes doing crazy things, and they credit their peak performance to flow state. And flow state is powerfully stimulated by gravity, by the visceral sensation of gravity. But you don't have to risk your life doing wingsuit to experience gravity. You can use a VR headset and play like a running, gunning, jumping, flying kind of game for about 15 minutes, and you'll push yourself really into flow, and then you dive into whatever is your creative project. And we are on lucid dreaming, and so you all have heard of lucid dreaming. It's like Inception in real life, and your dreams can be wildly creative, but only if you remember them. So what I recommend is doing dream journaling, which is you have your smartphone and you make a little voice note as soon as you wake up from a dream. And you'll come up with some pretty wild stuff. Mine include being the dictator of an underwater society, which is just appropriate with my piratey thing that I have going on. There was speed dating grandmas, and there was an encounter with Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. So yeah, try doing that. And next is Tantra. And so, gents, if you can retain your male essence for 2 to 3 weeks, you will get dramatically more creative. Yeah, it flips a biological switch where your genes say, we need to make this guy more creative. And then if you want to take this to the next level, you want to look into tantric self-cultivation and what's called the cool draw. But I will say no more, because again, I'm trying to keep this PG-13. So again, we'll circle back to memory being upstream from creativity. And you can sharpen your memory by practicing mnemonics, which is the ancient art of trained memory. Because even average memories, some of you might be saying, I have an average memory. Even average memories are remarkably powerful when used correctly. And I'll give you an example of this. You can remember the number 9185271912563909212 if you can remember a beautiful naked blonde jumps up and down. And oh, you all saw her, but I missed her. That's an example of number pegging. It's something that you can learn from books like Moonwalking by Einstein. So, and mnemonics are fun. Anybody can do them. They're easy to learn. They work better if your mind is a little dirty. So yeah, look into that. And as I'm the last speaker, I think we're gonna do kind of like a Q&A thing. And so if any of you have questions about nootropics, biohacking, about creativity habits, I'd love to.
Yeah. So any questions to any of our speakers? Anyone who would like to say something, Asa?
On the biohacking topic, do you have any opinion on creatine for men and women daily? Creatine.
Creatine is awesome. I'm a big, thank you. Okay. Yeah, creatine is one of the most efficacious mitochondrial supplements, and it is good for, it is kind of was initially popular with like the fitness crowd because it helps with muscle growth and power output, but it's also a cognitive enhancer, although there are stronger cognitive enhancers. But yeah, I'm a fan of creatine monohydrate. Negative aspects, it has very few. It's one of the safest.
Anyone else has a question for any of our speakers? Tanya?
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Taina. It's like a secret in Bulgarian. Easy to remember. Yes, so thank you for all the very interesting presentations. Yeah, so I just wanted to plus on that, what you said, that you kind of like, when you go on the zone, like sportsmen say, for instance, that you kind of have to push yourself into that like extreme creativity. But my experience is that sometimes it just kind of happens when you kind of like just empty your mind and you kind of reach that level that it just comes through you rather than kind of like referring what you just said about being part of the universe. So it's kind of like that universal energy that kind of, that you are just the vehicle that is kind of comes through you. That's some of the things that kind of the most creative things that I have done is just that it doesn't necessarily take like a long time. And sometimes you hear from like singers, for instance, when they make their hit song, it took them like 5 minutes to write. They just write it. and it just comes out. It's not kind of doesn't sound like you need to, that they said I really needed to push myself into that.
Sure. Yeah, creativity sometimes strikes at its own time. The hacks that I was talking about will prime you for that. They'll prime you more for that moment when the universe flows through you.
Another question from Maria.
Okay, I would like to ask, is there a difference between male and a female when we're talking about creativity? What do you think?
Yes, of course.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Mysteries of women are deep like the sea. Sorry, continue.
I'm sorry. I meant the way you're pushing creativity, is it there a difference between both genders? Or many genders, as many as you want. Yeah, for example.
My contention would be that it varies by individual. I mentioned nicotine, for example, and it's an awesome smart drug for me. I got 180,000 words this year out of nicotine, but for some people, it's not. So I would say there's probably more variability between individuals than men, women.
Jonathan, you skipped the part about the waves, theta waves, alpha waves. Can you elaborate more on this one?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so theta and alpha are the brainwave states that are most associated with creativity. And the way that I stimulate this, I might stand up again. Unless I'd love for the other speakers to stand, we can stand together. But so theta and alpha are most associated with flow state and with creativity. And I stimulate those with binaural beats. You all probably have heard of binaural beats. And then if I want to take that to the next level, so these brain waves, they become entrained with the frequencies that we are exposing ourselves to. And music is good for this. That's why music is the most popular drug in the world. I will also use a PMF device. I'll take a PMF device and I'll attach it to the back of my head, and then I'll blast my corpus callosum with alpha or theta. And that can have some interesting effects. But I forgot to bring that device because I have a brand new baby and I was feeding him before this.
What do you think about psychedelics?
Okay,
In that regard, in our discussion.
Give me a more specific question about psychedelics.
About their effects on intelligence, performance, and creativity.
Okay. I did an ayahuasca ceremony once in the Andes, and it was totally underwhelming for me. However, some people seem to find them to be really transformational. A couple of years back, I did a real deep dive analysis article on my website, limitlessmindset.com. I'll give you my card so that you can check that out. And I think the evidence is best with psychedelics for things like helping people with PTSD. I don't think the evidence is so strong on them as a generalized personal growth tool. And there was a study, I think it was out of Barcelona University, where what they were showing with psychedelics was that they increased openness to new experiences. They increased more kind of holistic thinking. But what they did was they decreased risk assessment. And so for me, I think that's not quite what I want out of my pharmacological tools. For the pharmacological tools that I use to change my psychology, I do want to have openness, but I want to remain savvy with risk management. So I just did psychedelics that once.
I want to share just a brief story how I recovered from a brain injury. I had a very, very tough brain injury, and I had problems with memory, with speech, with work, everything. and I had enough brain power to Google scientific papers, and I found the Stamets stack. The Stamets stack involves mushrooms and vitamin B and lion's mane, you know, additionally lion's mane mushroom. And the Stamets stack actually recovered my brain, helped me recover my brain a lot. So I think there is a lot of evidence in building new neural connections and with the help of the Stamets stack. So maybe we'll discuss later.
How do you define creativity?
Synthesis towards synthesis of memory towards something that will galvanize people, towards something powerful, towards edification of the individual or society.